So this is the day that we celebrate the birth of Jesus. The Bible tells us that death reigned from Adam to Moses. Death reigned from Adam to Moses. Death no longer reigns. From Moses to Jesus, the law reigned. And the law no longer reigns. Because with Jesus came grace and life and light. Grace. We're under grace. And that means that Jesus took all our sins, past, present, and future. So that sin has no dominion over us. All our sins have been paid for. They're washed away. 2 Corinthians 5:21 says, we are the righteousness of God. All we have to do is believe the Bible and try to live by the Bible. And when we do that, we move into a whole new world, a world of grace, a world of truth. Jesus came to set us free from everything that came into the world as a result of Adam's sin. Everything. Because if he did not come to set us free from everything that Adam did, then we have a lot of problems. Because there's nobody else who's going to set us free. With one sacrifice, he set us free from every negative consequence of what Adam did. All we have to do is believe that. Believe that and move into the power of the New Testament. Takes a desire to want to live God's way. Takes the faith to want to believe the Bible. And the willingness to change. The willingness to confront ourselves and say, if we're not living in the power of the New Testament, if we're not living in grace and truth, if we're not living in a world where death no longer reigns, where the law no longer reigns, then we're doing something wrong. It's so much more easy, so much easier to sit back and say, well, we're going to wait on God. God is going to do it in his time. But no, God has done it in his time. He set us free through the ultimate sacrifice of Jesus Christ. That's why Hebrews says, by one sacrifice, he has perfected us, restored us to what Adam had, and much better. So, to kind of give you an example of what I'm trying to say, let me go to some scriptures, one in particular, that many of you probably haven't heard for a long time. Which is what, Pastor Major? Mark 11:24. Yes? Yeah. See? So let's go to Mark 11:24. Yeah. Mark 11:24. And so, since it's Christmas and you're all having too much fun, we're going to have another quiz. We had one quiz and somebody won a can of Kiss shoes, which they're going to share with me. And now we're going to go to Mark 11. Mark 11. In Mark 11:24, if you can all quote it, you get a stand-up. We're playing for a can of cashews. I understand this is serious business. Okay? So if you can all quote Mark 11:24, stand up and quote it. Wow. Somebody's going to win. Somebody's going to win some. Okay. So we have some players there. Okay. You can all quote it. Okay? Okay, now if you get in, if you can quote it, stand up, okay? Of course, if you stand up, I might ask you to quote it. But we're on the honor system here, right? So, Gwen, you're playing? Michael, you're playing? Okay, very good. Okay. Now, if you get any of the next one wrong, you get to sit down. Last person standing gets to share the cashews with me. Okay, number one. This is a different can of cashews, okay? Your first can is protected. Yeah, okay. As taught at ABC, Mark 11:24 is the prayer of faith. And the prayer of faith has how many steps? If you know how many steps, the answer is everybody should know the number of steps. I'm going to tell you, if this is not the answer you have, you get to sit down. Everybody has a number in mind. How many steps are in the prayer of faith? The answer is 7. 7. If you don't get 7, sit down.
Sit down, Sonia.
Whoa. This is going to be easier than I thought. What are you standing up for? Okay, okay. Well, because he's hungry, he wants cashews. That's why. Okay, okay. Okay, question number one is step one. You all know what step one is. Have the answer in your mind. Step one is pray to your Father who is in heaven. If you got that one correct, you remain standing. I got the one right? Thank you. Well, you can't do both, you know. You can't be participating or so correct me. It has to be one or the other. You want the cashews or you want to correct me? Okay. Step number two. Get the answer number two in your mind. Everybody got it? Number two is you pray in the name of Jesus. All got that correct? Whoa. Step number three is get the answer in your mind. You ask once. Everybody got that? No, you have to get them in order, you know. You must get them in order. Okay. Okay. Step number four. Thank you. I needed that. Okay. Thanks for the help there. Okay. We'll skip step number four. Okay. Step number five. Step number four is your prayer aloud. Comes out your mouth. Step number five. You got the answer? Step number five. Remember, you must get them in order. What is step number five? Okay, it's believe you receive when you ask, right? You all got it? Okay. Step number six. Got the answer? Everybody got the answer? What is step number six? Okay, one gets to sit down. Okay.
Give thanks for the affirmation.
Give thanks for the affirmation. Okay. Yeah, that's correct. That's correct. That's correct. Huh?
Giving testimony is the last one.
What about six? You got six? Oh yeah, testimony. Okay. Okay. Okay, so it's husband and wife here. Okay, whoa. Yeah, you go down. Yeah. Because you thought that you had out of order. Yeah, I'm correct, but out of order. And now step number, well, he just said it. Okay, I guess we'll share the cashews here. So we either give you one can each or you get to share it, okay?
We'll share.
You're so sweet. Okay. Okay, very good. Well, you're husband and wife, you can share, okay? If you're different people. Okay. I'm going to give you a can of cashews anyway, okay? That was good. Okay. Now, you all know that, right? Now, follow with me in your Bible. Did you bring your Bibles? Just because it's Christmas doesn't mean you shouldn't bring your Bibles. Keeping that in mind, I want to look here at what we see in Mark chapter 11. In Mark chapter 11, you all know, verse 22 says, have faith in God. Verse 23 says, speak to the mountain. If you don't doubt in your heart, you'll have what you say. 24 is what we just covered. What things over you desire when you pray. Believe you receive them and you shall have them. And then 25 and 26 have to do with forgiveness. Two of the most important things we have learned at ABC. One is confess your sins frequently. Frequently. I personally try to confess my sins every 15 minutes to half an hour. Most of the time I say, Lord, I'm not aware of any sins. Please cleanse me of the ones I don't know about. And show me my hidden sins and my secret faults. Second thing is to forgive people. Be a loving, forgiving person. My current goal is after every interaction, like after you guys leave, I'm going to be forgiving you all. After every interaction, I pretty much forgive people. At the very least, I bless them. So if I forgive them and there's nothing to forgive them, they get a free blessing. And isn't that good that they get a free blessing? Okay. Now, as you look at these five scriptures, you will see that the items we use in the prayer of faith isn't really shown here. Only some of them. Right? For example, it doesn't say, pray to your Heavenly Father. It says, have faith in God. Those two sentences do not mean the same thing. Tremendous difference between them. Also, there's no mention in here of praying in the name of Jesus. Nothing about testimony. No. Let's look at those two. It does not say, pray to your Heavenly Father. Couldn't say that. Why could it not say that? Because their God was not their Heavenly Father. Nobody was born again at this point in time. You can only go to the Father, you can only go to God as your Father once you're born again. You can only be born again after Jesus died and was raised from the dead. Therefore, at this point in time, you can't address your Heavenly Father. You can only pray to God. So these prayers, and this is the point I'm trying to make, these prayers, as powerful as they are, don't apply only to born-again believers. They are more powerful for born-again believers because we now have seven steps. But these prayers apply to anybody who believes in God and have faith in God. Could not pray in the name of Jesus because Jesus hadn't died yet. Power was not yet in his name, except on the rare occasion, which I think is once, when he delegated the use of his name. So our prayers, the seven-step prayers that we use as a prayer of faith, is way more powerful than what these people were being told to do. Yet what they're being told to do was extremely powerful. Said, if you have faith in God, and you speak to any mountain, and do not doubt in your heart, but believe that what you say shall come to pass, you'll have whatever you say. How much more powerful can that be? Why is that true? Because it's all based in Genesis chapter 1, verse 26 and 28. If you have faith in God, you can believe Genesis 1, 26 and 28, which says you have authority and dominion over the earth and everything that moves on the earth, which means you can speak to anything on earth and everything that moves on the earth, and it must obey you if you don't doubt in your heart because you have faith in God. You all with me so far? Yet that's nothing compared to what we now have in the name of Jesus. Because all authority, not just on earth, but all authority in three worlds is vested in the name of Jesus. Now look what men did with this concept before they're born again. Moses parted the Red Sea. Now you may say, well, technically, he was following direct instructions from God. Well, true. True, he was following direct instructions from God. But he was having faith in God. He was trusting him. And the Red Sea parted. Joshua parted the River Jordan. Again, you might say, well, yeah, but again, he was following directions from God. True, he was following directions from God, but it parted. But don't forget, following directions from God are Genesis 1, 26 and 28. You have all authority over everything on the earth and everything that moves on the earth. Those are instructions from God. If you have faith in God and believe them, you don't need any direct instructions to part the Jordan. Elijah came up to the Jordan, took his robe off, slapped it, and it parted. There were no instructions from God. And after he did that, he was taken up in a chariot of fire, and Elisha got his mantle, and going back the way he came to the same Jordan, took the same mantle, hit it, and it parted. The Jordan parted three times. That's recorded. All because they had faith in God. Joshua went on to stop the sun. All this from people who are not born again, who did not have the name of Jesus. And we have Mark 11, 24. Seven steps of Mark 11, 24. We have the name of Jesus. We have authority now, not just on earth, not just that which moves on the earth. We have authority in three worlds, including over all demons and over all angels. And what's stopping us from walking in more power? Because we don't really have the faith in God that we want. We have faith in God in tremendous areas. We're all great people of faith. You all believe you're going to heaven. Nobody here has ever been to heaven. I mean, suppose I tell you, I'm going to give you a free ticket to Agoura Parura. And I say, it's the most wonderful place in the world. When you go to Agoura Parura, you can pick up gold coins off the street. You can lay back and fruits fall in your mouth. Probably you wouldn't all believe me. Because you never heard of Agoura Parura. And nobody's ever been there. But nobody here has ever been to heaven. And you believe it. You believe you're going to heaven because a man who lived 2,000 years ago, whose birthday we are remembering today, knew you. From 2,000 years ago, he knew you. A man knew you. And this man who never went more than a few hundred miles from his home loved you so much he chose to die for you. Boy, it takes a lot of faith to believe that. And having died for you and was buried, he came back out of the grave. We don't see that too often, right? And having come back out of the grave, because you believe in him, you can now go to heaven. I mean, if you can believe that story, you can believe anything. So it's not a question of not enough faith. We've all been given the measure of faith. It's a question of how many things are distracting us. Why are we choosing not to have faith in certain areas of our life? And the answer is we're distracted from what God wants us to do. But when we're not distracted, when we focus on him, God wants us to use his word. And do the things he did and greater things. And everything in the old covenant are examples for us to learn by. We know that Elijah brought on fire and destroyed people with it. And we know the day will come in the future where born again believers will do the same thing on earth. Revelation 11 gives you a good example of that. So God wants us to remember that sin no longer reigns. Death no longer reigns. The law no longer reigns. What reigns is grace, and grace will continue to reign until everybody on earth has had a chance to choose the devil or Jesus. And when that happens, and all these people start running around with the mark of the beast, having chosen hell. And when the Antichrist is on earth, then grace will cease to reign, but the church will continue. A church that will move in the obedience that preceded the fall. Death reigned from the fall, but before the fall, obedience reigned. Obedience reigned. And we're moving back to a time when that baby that was born today will come back, not as a lamb for a sacrifice, but as King of Kings, Lord of Lords, ruling with a rod of iron, meaning obedience will once again reign. And I, for one, can't wait till he returns. This is an ad from today's LA Times. It's a full-page ad. There's a star, and it says, "It's a boy." Star, it's a boy. Today's full-page ad. "For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, who is Christ the Lord." Luke 2:11. And there's a baby in sort of a manger. And at the bottom it says, "If you would like to know Jesus as Lord and Savior, visit Need Him Ministry at chataboutjesus.com. To download a free Bible from your phone, go to Mardell, M-A-R-D-E-L, M-A-R-D-E-L, Mardell.com/Bible. And it's paid for by Hobby Lobby, Hemispheres, and Mardell Stores. I personally put all three of them on my prayer list. Everybody connected with those three businesses I know on my prayer list. We want to see more of this. Amen? Praise God. Well, that's the end of the service. You thought I couldn't speak for a short time? See, but you see, Buzz only came because he heard I was going to speak a short time tonight. See, I know him like a book. I know him like a book. So I got to keep my word and speak a short time, okay? So that's it. I love you all, and Jesus loves you all, and we're getting ready to move into a new year, which is going to be beyond anything you have ever believed. Amen? Yeah.